All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxane Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hello, sheepies.
That is Natalie and Kaya Keefe, ages 8 and 10 years old, playing the mega popular computer game Minecraft.
You guys like Minecraft at all?
Yes.
And that daddy is John Keefe, the head of WNYC's data news team.
What's your favorite part about Minecraft, Natalie?
Well, I won't be able to say all of the reasons because, unfortunately, there are about 1,021 reasons.
So what are a couple of them then?
So one reason, you can mine and get gold, iron, coal, and diamond, emerald, and all sorts of treasures. The second reason that I like Minecraft is because there are animals, and you can use resources that the animals have for lots of different things. My favorite animal is the mushroom.
Okay, I've dragged John Keefe into the New Tech City studio today so he can tell us all about how he harnessed his daughter's Minecraft mania for a really cool educational project. Oh, the power of games. Hi, John.
Hi.
So that was your daughter's describing Minecraft with obvious just passion and love. You know, I have a six-year-old, so he's kind of at the very rudimentary stage. And to me, it kind of looks like it's Legos, but in a computer game, just sort of moving blocks around. Is that it, pretty much it?
It is. In one mode, you can have basically the largest Lego kit you can imagine and build pretty much anything that you could imagine. In another mode, you actually have to pull things together, little elements. So you need to chop down some wood to then make a pickaxe with some rocks. And then once you have a pickaxe, then you can mine. And once you can mine, you can get coal. It's actually a big sort of life puzzle.
But it's not like, you know, Grand Theft Auto where you're gunning people down. The idea is this is like what you're describing is kind of pastoral.
It is. It's actually really beautiful, and it's made of these little blocky things and really, really cleverly laid out into this 3D world where you can do pretty much anything you want.
Okay, so your daughters have been enjoying this so much that they were taking over your computer every night when you were going home. And you, clever techno wizard that you are, John, you came up with a pretty creative solution.
We built a computer.
A Minecraft computer. And it does everything that a computer does, but its main purpose is Minecraft.
So basically, John, you built a computer just for Minecraft. How does one go about doing that?
Yeah, well, in order to have another computer in the house, I thought we were going to have to spend a lot of money.
You know, a couple thousand bucks.
Right. And didn't seem like that was appropriate for just playing a game. But I did a little looking around, and there are some articles out there that will teach you exactly how to build a computer. Lifehacker actually has a whole tutorial about how to do this. It's been really valuable to me. So for less than $300 in parts, we got all these things showing up to our house. And one day, one afternoon, we just started putting it all together.
But the part that I most remember of is when we put the processor, which is sort of like the computer's brain.
Yeah, but first, before we did any of that, we bought the computer parts, including a case, a hard drive, processor, and a motherboard, and everything else we need. So that we put them all together, and it was kind of hard, and we needed a lot of screwing in, which Natalie and I helped with a lot. And it was really fun.
Okay, I gotta say, John, your girls explained it even a little bit better than you did. They're very concise. They're like, it was hard, it was fun, there was a motherboard. I mean, it's a very different way of looking at a computer than, like, I do, which is, I don't know, it's this kind of thing that I open and it's kind of like magic. Do you think that this has changed their appreciation for the game?
I don't know if it changed their appreciation for the game. It was definitely an experience to put together something that then worked as this computer. I mean, it is a computer. And so assembling that was definitely an experience for them. And it is actually kind of neat that every once in a while we just sit down and we're using a computer that we made. Yeah, that is cool. So I hope they got a sense, a little bit of a sense, that not everything is so magical or that it just comes prefab, that you can actually understand the inner workings of something, even something like a computer.
Okay, give me just a little nugget here. I mean, I know you're pretty amazing and all that, but like, was there a point when you were like, oh, crap, I can't get this thing to work?
Yeah, there were a couple of those. There are some things that you have to install and software that you have to get going and some settings that you have to make on the motherboard, and that's just kind of boring. So there was sort of a gap in where Daddy worked on getting the software working until we got to the point that we could then download Minecraft and get that going.
What are you going to build next, John?
My next hope is actually to build a server, a Minecraft server, that would allow the girls to play with their friends in a multiplayer mode that would still be safe for them, so they don't have to go out onto some other public server to do that. And to me, that's important, and I'm going to have to teach myself how to do that.
So they could invite their friends over and be like, come milk my mushroom.
Yeah, they could do that. They'll be able to meet their friends in Minecraft, even if their friends are still in their houses.
That's awesome. John, thank you.
My pleasure.
John Keefe, WNYC's data news guru, and you can go to newtechcity.org to read John's guide on how to build your own computer with your kids, or maybe just with yourself. Plus, we've also got a great blog post, 5 educational games that your tween should be playing.